Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
Women are fucking ruining my car. I'm going to pull a Dan here real quick.
Let's do it. Oh.
So is it Temu or Timu?
I have that too.
You're like, oh, I got too.
I got brow cancer too.
There's some people, they have had traumatic experiences and it ends up being their kink.
He drinks your Miss Stanley cup.
The thing is TikTok trendy. This week, Dan, are you filming from inside your bathroom? Yeah, I was watching this documentary the other day.
This is like the Seinfeld of podcast.
Documentary, that's how you pronounce it. Might be more fun without a Zatterol.
Ooh. Maybe next week.
I don't know. When I was with you, I was pretty quiet when we first met.
Right. And you were on your Adderall, right?
No.
No.
No, I was not on Adderall.
Well, that might have actually been a good thing because the chaos that was happening at the house that day, if you weren't on your Adderall, I would imagine it was easier for you to follow.
If I was on my Adderall, I would have been able to follow. I think better. I feel quite different with the Adderall.
Yeah.
Feel semi-normal.
I feel like there's a whole lot of jokes in there with Adderall and Subtractorall, and I don't know any of them. So
I just know that if I have too much caffeine with the Adderall, it's like, okay.
So I know how you guys, I know that Dan sounded great last week, right? So I got to ask, this week, Dan, are you filming from inside your bathroom and just using your phone mic? Or
no, I have everything connected.
Did you turn your microphone on?
It's on. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's like, is it?
Oh, wait. Is that better?
No.
Is it better? No.
I don't think it's picking up your microphone at all, if you want the truth.
It does say you are from a built-in microphone.
Yeah.
How does it sound with you, Matt? Same.
The same good? As Toby's hearing.
Sounds like you're talking to me on FaceTime.
Let's try something. Let me just unplug
it. It's crazy.
It,
the technology, they're so good these days that unfortunately with the built-in mics, they pick up everything.
Everything. That's why I said it sounds like he's in a bathroom.
It did there. I was wondering. Sometimes, too, there's a little bit of feedback through the...
Is that better?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, much better.
I just unplugged
Way
it.
Better.
Unplugged it and plugged it back in. That's all I did. So I don't know.
Yeah. Because usually right before you join the room, it gives you these cool little options, right? It tells you the microphone and the camera that you're using. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you just ignored all that and just said, fuck it.
I didn't have those. I didn't have those options.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, Dan.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, yep.
He's the only one that didn't have him. But you have to remember, though, he did sit at without pressing the join button as well for a while, he said.
I did. I was just hanging out.
Thank God for that Adderall.
Yep. Yeah. It's working really well.
Anyway. Well, right around 11 o'clock hit, I'm like, nobody's in the room. What's going on?
Yep. There's.
And then
there's
I went back to our messages. I'm like, it's 12 o'clock my time. Or no, 12 o'clock your time, 11 o'clock my time. No, wait, okay, something's wrong. I figured it out.
It's you, Dan. You're what's wrong.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the problem. Taylor Swift sang all about it. Go check it out on YouTube. Taylor Swift, big fan of our show.
Yeah, you can't watch it on TikTok anymore, but you can.
Yep. We did. I was on a different podcast, and they rank the top 10 Taylor Swift songs just to piss off a couple of the guys, because there's like these guys that just hate Taylor Swift for whatever reason, don't get it. And they played just a couple little seconds of each clip. They all hit for copyright and this and that. It's like, no wonder why. I mean, you're Taylor Swift. I mean, if you were listening to some Canadian band that nobody's ever heard of, kind of like the Tragically Hip. Just kidding, just trying to fire up Tragically Hip fans. Then maybe you'd be fine, but Taylor Swift, you're not getting away with that one on any social media.
Mm-mm. You get 5 bars or less is what you get. Yeah. You get 5 bars or less in order to avoid the copyright strike.
Mm-hmm. And we're not on Name That Tune, so that's a tough one.
Okay, listen. So that brought up something else. The wife and I have gotten into the Guess That movie, like based on the song, or like the 80s, like 80s and 90s songs. God, this one, Matt, this one hair. You see it?
Yeah. Oh, I did. Now it's gone.
Good. No, I'm going to get it.
No, there it is.
Oh, there.
Right. Oh. Whoop, so there it is.
I know you guys can't see me for shit, so I appreciate Matt making it up. What he can see.
Good job,
Dan. Could you see it?
Yeah.
Hate for you to look bad in a clip. Not that that was posted, or maybe it was already.
But I didn't realize how well I knew 80s and 90s songs and theme songs that were attached to movies, and how quickly I'd be able to identify them.
See, if you were to ask me if I'd be surprised, I wouldn't, because I have to imagine. I mean, one, you grew up watching movies in that era. Two, you're a movie guy. Three, you're a music guy. And there's so many of these songs that I think, at least when I grew up, that I put them as the movie, not quite even their own band and stuff. Like, oh, that's the song from this. And then you start to listen and you're like, the rest of their songs, they suck. Like, no wonder why they were there. And it's crazy. And that was a time there wasn't the internet. That's all we had. Movies, CDs, 8 tracks.
So what, Dan, are you a true believer in music? Music has the ability to like instantly bring you back to a specific memory.
Yeah, I think that can happen. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that's what the association was with me then? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like even what Matt was saying, like those are times in our lives that I think this generation doesn't have, unfortunately. It's like our focus on our downtime was TV, movies. That's at home, that's what you did, unless if you were kind of a board game family or something like that. But that's the nostalgic, right? That's kind of brings you back to when you're like, I mean, we were living in simpler times. But it's funny because it's always simpler times if you go to down the generations. Oh, those simpler times, when we had to wash our free time was washing our clothes in a big pan in a cold weather, and trying to
the old washboard days.
Yeah. So
could you imagine that?
But I do think that. So I kind of wonder like what it would be like for like our grandparents. Did the smells just like trigger those like childhood memories and stuff like that? Because they didn't really have quite as much TV and movies.
And they probably were living in the Great Depression, so they smell peanut butter and they're like, oh man, unfortunately we had to put that on everything. I've talked to some people back when they went through the Great Depression. It was hot dogs and peanut butter. It was anything just to get that extra protein, because they didn't have it.
I know somebody that hates peanut butter, and I can't wrap my head around it.
Without an allergy?
Yeah.
Because I can see that.
Like they're like, they have no allergy, but anytime you bring up peanut butter, they're like, ugh. I'm like, to peanut butter?
What?
That's, I don't know. She won't give me listen. Okay. You know what? I'm calling her out. Fuck you, Wee Dot. I don't understand what your issue is with peanut butter. And the number of times I've asked, I've never gotten an answer. I've never gotten a legitimate answer.
Has to be something in childhood, right? Like something must have triggered it. Can't just hate peanut butter.
Is it the anal sex analogy?
Maybe.
If you're forced to have it too much as a kid, you're not going to like it as an adult. That kind of thing.
Maybe.
Dan?
I don't know. I'm not the expert on that.
Oh, okay.
he was just talking analogies. I don't know any analogies.
Yeah, you don't. You have no analogies for anything.
Not for that one.
Can't spell analogy without anal.
This was my thought when you said that. It's like, well, that's not in all cases, because there's some people that have had traumatic experiences, and it ends up being their kink.
Well, not
everybody, but just saying.
Those 1%ers. Interesting.
So, all right. All right, Dan. Dan, okay. Okay, sure. Dan. So what's your kink?
Oh, man.
We're going to get to the bottom of this shit today.
I think it's pretty obvious if you've seen my TikToks.
Women with big boobs.
Specifically demon women. Those demon cosplayers.
Is that what attracted you to your wife?
I was still a Christian at that point. No.
Well, it's a good thing he's crystal clear, because we can see that red getting a little bit more flush in the face.
And he's like, I am not letting the wife watch this one. She was good up until today.
Yeah. Episode 176 or whatever we're on, off limits for wifey. You were talking about demons and this and that. We don't have to get all into this, but I'm a guy that I like the paranormal stuff. All right. And I feel like we've talked about this a little bit, but I was watching and listening, one or the other, of an episode. I think it was Steve-O's Wild Ride, and they had Chris Angel on there. That's the right name. The magician dude and everything.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And he was going on there saying how all mediums and people like that are fake. And I was like, okay.
I don't doubt that at all.
And I'm like, okay. It was just a different. And I was just like, okay. Because, you know, some of these ghost shows, they have these mediums and they're like, oh my God, this and that. And I've always kind of had the rule, if you're watching something on TV, it's most likely not real. And anything obviously on TV can be fake. We all know that. You know what I mean? If you see it on the internet, it must be true. All those things, you know. But he just kind of kept going in there and he's like, apparently, there was another guy, I forget the name, so great story, Matt, but they challenged any medium that would go and chat with them and have a conversation. If they could actually pick up all these specific details and everything, they offered them like either $1 million or $2 million.
I remember that.
Not a single medium would go and take up on that offer. And right there, it's like, okay, well, if you're a medium and you can do all this, you would jump. Who wouldn't want $1 million or two? And he kind of kept going into detail where it's just like, he's like, it's like me, you know, you're not going to put me in the room. Like, I have over years been able to pick up body traits, been able to do this, I can do this stuff too. I'm not a medium, but you can pick off body language, and which I kind of, you know, with the card readings and stuff like that, you have to imagine there. But, and there was a case where before this person passed away, they said, here's going to be the specific thing. It was a random specific thing told the wife or the family or whatever. And see if a medium, and they kept challenging all these different mediums and mediums to pick this stuff up. Not a single one of them could pick up that one specific sign in saying and whatever. And he goes, same thing. If anybody can pick this up, we'll give you $1 million. It's like, okay, that changed my perspective.
I'd take that money. I've always wanted to be one of those people that I wanted to get trained in, like, how to read facial expression, body language, and all that shit. Just because I love calling people a fucking liar.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I love speaking to religious people. That's why I love speaking to anybody about an argument with anything. I love being able to disprove people. It's yeah. like my favorite thing in the world.
And that, you'd be really right, good Dan? At cards.
That's true.
Dan is like overly focused today. It's upsetting. He's just staring blankly at a screen and not saying a goddamn word. And I'm doing my best this time to not fucking take over the conversation. But you're making it difficult, Dan. I don't like uncomfortable silence.
Take an extra dosage of that medicine today?
Fat-faced no, I didn't. Motherfucker.
There it is.
So these Stanley Cups, does anybody own them?
No.
I got them. I got them before all the white women started to, you know, take over the brand. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're a white woman if you own these cups. Fuck you. I got them before. And they keep everything nice and cold. We've had this conversation before, right?
This is all the things to talk about. All the things to talk about. These fucking Stanley Cups, right?
I like it. It's like what is it, Anchorman or whatever, where he's just looking around. I love lamp. I love it. It was like the first thing he saw. Stanley Cups. Let's talk about it.
Well, like, I mean,
sip and then he's like,
this cup. Is like, this right? is like, well, hold on. This is like the Seinfeld of podcasts, right? Like, it's just, we're just talking. So why not?
Are you though?
The Stanley Cup or the Seinfeld of podcasts. That's our new
am I what? Talking? I'm talking. What do you think? Have you ever tried a Stanley Cup?
I had a Stanley Thermos. Before I joined the military, I had one of the green Stanley Thermoses with the silver cool. top. Yeah.
I got to
that's use why, a Stanley that's why cup. I don't what? Understand why there's such a big deal right now. Like these things have been around forever. Like why did they suddenly
so nicely in the car cup holder? And often like you gotta buy a thermal water bottle or something. They might be too big most of the time.
I mean, Here's the other question. Okay, since we're talking about car cup holders, right? Let's sway this one over in that direction. Is it just me, or have car manufacturers started to like go a little overboard with how large they're starting to make the cup holders in new cars?
They're pretty
big. They don't fit a regular like a can. Like I can't put this in the cup holder anymore. They don't just fit naturally.
Too loose, right?
Yeah,
it's too loose. Because
the cup they're making the cup holders bigger.
That's
to accommodate true. The sizes of things like
big
extra
water
large
bottles.
Drinks. Yeah, big water bottles, extra large drinks. Women are fucking ruining my car, is what I'm saying. Because they're doing this for these women that get these giant thermoses and these water bottles. And you can blame it on the guys, but I'm telling you right now, ain't no guy bringing a 4-gallon jug of water with them to the damn gym.
No, that's a lot
I mean,
of water
maybe,
you're going to be.
Maybe Primal Darkness.
What's a gym? I've heard there. Did you know that there's actually, according to the Googles, in 2022, apparently on carsales.com.au, I wanted to see how many cars actually had built-in fridges. And apparently what? This came up where there was a Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, I don't know, tomato, tomato. It's an off-roading juggernaut like the Toyota heaps, and it's got all the stuff in there. We'll just show the... They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Let's show the video or the thing. That'd be pretty sweet. All right. Have a little cooler in
what
there.
What are those? Like the little fucking mini bar Bacardi bottles in there? Like
that's what it looks like. Or some kind of fancy water that I can't afford. And you got the Rolls Royce Ghost. That's definitely some champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, that's a goddamn bottle of champagne right there.
Yeah, that's pretty. And then a Skoda Superb. I'm not sure
See,
how that's going
to practical.
Yeah.
But is that actually, like one is that refrigerated?
It's a cool box in the center console.
I'll take that.
That's the console is chilling until you forget that it's a cool box. And then you got your phone in there and you have all this other shit in there. And it's just like, oh, that froze. Whoops. What else we have in here? The Nissan Patrol apparently has one.
The fuck
steering
is
wheel's
a
on
Nissan
the wrong
Patrol?
Side.
Never heard of that.
These foreign countries, man. These foreign countries in their
they got it all right. So yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the question that you had the other day about the station wagon really triggered some people in the on the TikTok. Like, really got some good conversation and some crazy stuff. Like that was that was our video on there that actually popped. Cool. Apparently, station wagons are still very, very popular everywhere but the U.S., it turns out. A lot of people in Europe and everywhere else, they're everywhere. And of course, everybody had to jump in and be like, because you were like, give me one legitimate reason. So anytime we have a heated conversation, I guess that's what we have to start off every clip with, Toby. Give me one reason. And then we'll go. They were all like, well, minivans and SUVs, duh. And everybody had to feel the need to comment that. We're like, oh, no shit, that's what took over. But it's like, give us an actual reason why.
That's
and then
not a
you
valid
had the people-
reason. Saying, well, SUVs. Well, first of all, SUVs have not been proven to be any safer than a station wagon. They're less fuel. The fuel economy is less on them. The majority of them, so many SUVs now have even less storage capacity because they're making so much more room in the passenger areas that they're shortening the room in the trunk space or the storage area. So,
I forget the initials, but something with like the regulations of gas and this and, you know, all this stuff is, I guess, what a lot of people commented as well. Actually, we could probably just pull it up right here. We might just to go over a couple of the quick comments.
Yeah, I do have another thing after this, because you were like, I don't know, Prado. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm going to bring something up because. And I know you guys know what I'm going to talk about because it happened during the Super Bowl. And I'm sure you all have seen videos.
Yes.
Immediately following the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So here's this video. And obviously it starts off with Toby saying this and that. And see, Dan, it is super clear. We all look really good, sound really good. Funnel cake, 59 of the likes. Minivans is what happened. And then FCVs.
Yeah, but minivans already existed.
And they're also like ugly.
And I love this hot take. I love an El Camino. I want a car with a truck bed. Bring me back.
So there's three different vehicles that are similar to the El Camino. The El Camino ended up being the most popular. You have the El Camino, the Ranchero, and the there's another one. I can't remember.
Now
the
you
name
have
of
Jeeps
it, but there's
that
three
have
of them.
The Jeep trucks now have the bed, which I think that's one of the stupidest looking vehicles.
Dude,
that's
that Jeep truck is ugly as sin.
I fucking hate it.
Don't think
right
I've
here,
seen
car
it.
Emission regulations. Vehicles with truck frames had additional pollution. The car companies used the time to figure out how to lower half.
Oh no! Government he just put one out of two because he continued.
Yeah,
his
he was
going to
put more. I always skip those. Like you're not getting a second one. I'm viewing by. I think most people do that too. But yeah. Government regulations.
Like look at all these people. They're like back in these days. Dodge Magnum. Anybody? Can we? Let's be honest. A Dodge Magnum was not, it didn't have like that standard station wagon capacity.
Yeah.
It looked like a station wagon, right? But
yep.
The Dodge Magnum, and I guess you could, I mean, if you were going to say the Dodge Magnum, you might as well say the Subaru Outback.
There was a lot of Subarus, and lot of Subarus, but there was a Ford, what was it? Ford Flex? That a lot of people were talking about as well. And I almost think I think my wife had one back in the day. And what she said is, and it might not be the Flex, but I thought it was where they had almost like stadium seating. So the driver's seat was here. Row two was slightly up and then row three was there. So the way that they had it, the seats were a little bit higher, which seems pretty practical. You know what I mean? So it's, you can have the conversation. You can still see. And I almost think it was the Ford Flex.
It's an SUV.
Yep. Yeah, but it was something with the seating.
Yeah, it's an SUV. It'd be almost be like saying, an Expedition or a fucking, you know, a Bronco. Those are SUVs. No, I mean, those are station wagons. No, they're not. They're fucking SUVs. Like
those Jeep trucks are ugly.
Is that your first time seeing one?
Yeah, it's first time. Yeah, I had to look it up when she guys mentioned it. I was like,
oh, God, they're nasty.
Yeah,
they're nasty.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just like when they first, when Jeep first talked about coming back with the, my favorite Jeep is the, not the Compass, the Cherokee. Like I loved the Cherokee and they're like, oh, we're reintroducing the Cherokee. I'm like, you should have never gotten rid of it. You got rid of it for that shitty Liberty. And then they brought the Cherokee and they bring the Cherokee back out. It looks exactly like the Compass that I've got.
It's so much like it.
Yeah, they're ugly as shit. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of how my Compass looks, but I love everything it does. But
Cherokees were awesome. The brother-in-law, big fan of them. Like there's a certain year, certain color, certain style that he still tries to find.
1999 fucking red Jeep Cherokee Classic is what I have had.
Yeah.
And I will own that again if I can ever find it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was 98 or 99. Yeah. And it was always like a forest green. Still had one. I think they just got rid of it. They weren't using it as much. Wasn't driving. Still worked fine. I debated buying it, but I was like, I don't really need one. Kind of wish I did.
So I'm going to pull a Dan here real quick.
Let's do it. Oh.
So is it Temu or Timu? And I don't give a shit what the company says.
I thought it was Timu.
I thought it was Timu.
I still say it's Timu.
Yep.
You can't have it like a consonant, vowel, consonant and not have the hard sound of the vowel.
Yeah. But what are they saying it was again? Temu?
Temu.
Temu?
Temu.
Temu. Like, yeah, when I just went to,
I'm like,
when I went to say how to say off. How to say Timu, and of course there's that YouTube pronounce whatever. It's well, this is how
are they
say
saying
it.
Temu.
Here, let's show you. Tay, I think.
Modification.com presents how to pronounce Temu.
Oh, fuck off.
Temu. Temu. Temu.
Every time it keeps going, I just, Toby's like, that's not fucking.
God, it's going to give me a fucking eye twitch. Listen, I get it. But this has been around for well over a year now, right? And the company just now decided to come out and say how to pronounce their name.
It's kind of brilliant if you think about it. Obviously, you spend millions on the Super Bowl commercial. Then everybody's talking about it. The people that had no fucking idea about it, now they're everywhere on social media. They're going to get their millions back on their $7 products.
Oh, absolutely. Their Temu is now going to make bank on their drop shipping items.
Now I don't know how to say it. There's certain words in my brain that's added to it. Documentary.
It's all a part of the plan. One of them.
Stop.
Those are ones that I have to stop and think.
To this day. So I don't know if Dan knows about this, okay? But Logan.
He wasn't watching.
Logan used to be on the show, and he says documentary. And he says it every time. Every time. But it rolls off his tongue like he's never said anything else ever. It's just, he goes, yeah, I was watching this documentary the other day. And we're like, fucking, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. He's like, documentary, that's how you pronounce it. I'm like, nope, not at all.
Right.
And now I've texted Matt.
You should know better.
All I've texted him is, fuck Logan. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say it, because I'm in the middle of with the wife. I'm like, are you watching a document? Documentary right now?
It fucks me all up now. I mean, I say it 8,000 different ways, and now he's in charge. Well, not in charge, but now he's teaching the youth of my area. That's what he's in the school systems. He's teaching kids. I mean, he's had to teach my daughter's class, and I'm like, God damn, he's in there. I mean, he's, from what I understand, doing a fantastic job. But documentary. It's
daughter's going to come home. Daughter's going to come home. Hey.
We watched a documentary at school today.
Yeah. You want to watch this documentary with me?
I think, and I put out a decent amount of people in this area. That's how they were taught to say it. And a lot of them say it that way. And
I want you to not pull, all I want you to pull that one out on your wife, Dan, and report back to us and let us know how it goes.
Sure.
Just tell her, just say, so I don't know, before we go to bed tonight, you want to watch like a documentary of some sort? You're going to have to, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you right now.
The other day.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. Here's the problem. You're going to have to say it over and over again. So it becomes natural when you pull it out. So it's not like,
God.
Yeah. So here's the problem with that. The next time you try to say documentary, your brain is going to stop and go,
documentary.
Motherfucker, Toby.
Here's a question.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Key words, Dan, mm-hmm. that you pronounce that other people have been like, that's not how you say that.
Yeah, probably quite a bit for my wife.
Yeah. Don't start blaming Minnesotans for your for the issues.
I'm not blaming anybody. I probably was wrong. I'm just saying,
you just said my wife. That's blaming your wife. Don't say you're not blaming anybody. No.
My wife told me that was wrong.
Well, I mean, analogies.
And I probably was wrong.
I need an example. Do you have one?
Yep.
Not offhand.
All right. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw out the.
But in about a month, while you're thinking, I'm going to come back to you and say, I remember now.
Nope. A month. All right. No, you're getting a minute because I'm gonna shout out the Deluxe Edition Network and the podcast of the month while Dan is coming up with an example here. So you're going to get about 1 to 2 minutes while we do this. Deluxe Edition Network. Make sure you guys check them out. Just, you know, it takes 30 seconds to Google. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. And if you're watching this or listening to this, just click the little links below there. It's going to bring you right there. Podcast of the month, as promised, we tell you every week, is Films and Fermentation and Friends Talking Nerdy. So make sure you guys check them out. And you guys, they're having an award show in Pennsylvania called the Denny's, because it's the Deluxe Edition Network, kind of like the end. So they do an award show. They did one last year, but we were kind of late into the game. We weren't on there. But this show and all the other ones that we do are going to be on there. And I actually nominated a couple of us, not only the show, but there's other like little categories, like from best voice to best this. I threw out, I have to admit, Dan, before you were kind of on the show a lot, I already submitted some stuff. So you specifically, but Toby, I did submit you, whether you get onto the nominations as well, but the show itself, and I'm going to try to make it live. It's in September. And like I said, somewhere in Pennsylvania, it's like 6 hours from me, which is normal to go anywhere. It seems like even closest mall, 6 hours. Closest new other state, 6 hours. The only thing close to me is a different country. But so hopefully we'll have some fun with that. And if Triple T wins anything, we'll do a special video and shit. Hell yeah!
I'm gonna end up getting smokes the most cigarettes and uses the F word the most.
There's a lot of shows on that network, and I feel like there's a lot of F bombs. But if that's a category, I'm definitely going to nominate you for that. They do some fun stuff. They do have one apparently that I've heard that I didn't get a chance to nominate anybody, but there is apparently one for best beard on the network. If I don't win that one, we are officially leaving the Deluxe Edition Network. So if there's any, I'm just kidding.
It is called Beard Laws. I mean,
they have to. But they're branching out too on the website. If you guys have seen it, they're starting to break them down by categories. So there's a couple categories that there isn't a podcast. So if you happen to know anybody that wants to join one or has one, let us know. All right, you got one, Dan. I can see it.
I did. I got one. So this one, when me and my wife were first dating, and I used to kayak a lot. Right. So I said, yeah. So there's this creek really close to our house, and she goes, what do you mean creek? It's creek. It's creek.
She's correct.
I know she's correct. But from where I'm at, that's what we say. Yeah.
Now, mind you, I understand. There's plenty of people that live in the South that watch this show, and they're agreeing with you. Mm-hmm. And they're also fucking wrong. Just going to let you know. You back-assward hicks. It's fucking creek. It's not crick. These are the same people that say, like, oh God, is that pecan versus pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah.
Is it pecan? Is it pecan and pecan? I fuck with my wife by combining the two of them. which really makes her eye twitch. So instead of saying pecan or saying pecan, or that's why I say pecan. So it's not pecan and it's not pecan. It's pecan. Pecan. And it drives her up the fucking wall. And I do it intentionally. And I do it all
often. Not you. No, not
yeah.
you. It was like somebody in the comments the other day, they were like, oh, leave it to Toby to have all the best and awesome toys. Because it was like the Jedi training one. And I'm like, yeah, no shocker there, right?
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah.
Man. I had a whole section that was just Toby's tech toys because all the different stuff I'd pull out like during the lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that why we named the show Triple T? It's Toby's Tech Toys.
Toby's Tech Toys. Yeah. Oh yeah, he came up with another one this week.
Yeah, I've been working on some different ones.
Good job.
Just that one. I like that it. One was natural. You threw it out there, so yeah. I mean, it's a beauty of a thing. Somebody did say though, they're like, oh, well, wouldn't it be cool if you just had a free flowing show and still show TikToks? And it's like, yeah, maybe, but I'm enjoying not showing the TikToks because why? I mean, to be honest, if Stairwell Farts comes back, then maybe I'll start showing some of their videos. But all of the good accounts, they either get taken down, they get flagged, all the good videos are down, and it's just like...
Like I said, TikTok has become more meme culture and reposting other popular creators' posts, like fake accounts and things like that. It's just rampant with that in the TikTok shop. And it's just not like... I lost all motivation to even actively, after searching for like almost a straight week, 1 week and only getting like 3 videos, I was like, I think I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know that a group of people that are probably mutuals of yours, Toby, that they're trying to bring like 2019 TikTok back. They're doing all the old trends, all the old audios. And because that was kind of the heyday, you know, that was when they loved it the most. But right around that time frame in 2019, 2020, right about there. And people are really trying to push those old audios. And it's just like, yeah, you can push it all you want, but I highly doubt it's going to get any traction.
I mean, I've got a couple of audios that I will see come back every year. So I've got the Mariah Carey start singing Christmas and then the now you wait until Thanksgiving, like everybody else, like a normal human. I've got that one. I'll see that every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Obviously you're going to hear Grim Wolf's scream with me hitting an air mattress. That's, I mean, you can't watch a TikTok animal compilation without having that in there. Yeah. I just recently did a video of like my top 5 most viral audios. The, every time my wife and I have sex, I put a dollar in an envelope next to the bed. And at the end of the year, that's what she gets that's what I used to get her a Christmas present.
I like how I
present.
Brought all that up and then you just started to talk about yourself.
Well, good I job. Mean, what? Who else on here is there to talk about, Dan? You?
How long ago did you post
that? I don't know, maybe
you don't need
weeks.
To talk about me.
Let's talk about you, Dan. What would you like to talk about with you? Would
come
you,
sit down on
like
the couch.
I already brought it up, a conversation. Then you went to just talking about it.
Well, it's
okay.
Let's talk about what we talked about before we started recording, right? Like I was talking about, I was using the beard oil, right? So I was using I'm using the beard oil and I'm like, if I would use the beard oil and the beard butter, like if I moisturize the rest of my face, the way that I do my beard in my skin underneath my beard this whole time, I wouldn't have as many wrinkles.
Yeah.
And Dan decided. Yeah,
what'd you say, Dan?
Yeah. What'd you say, Dan?
I said, I should start using that.
And I
moisturizer. Said,
yeah. And I said, well, Dan, here's the thing. Your face is so puffy and fat that it pushes all your wrinkles away. So once you lose weight and become the same size as the rest of us normal humans,
I just find it very interesting that we were talking about something, right? And then again, you have to go back to something not even related. That's okay.
I mean,
keep making fun of me. It's fine.
I always go back.
I like
to,
it.
To,
I yeah, like the I always, abuse. Some people pay for this. Some people pay for this type of verbal abuse.
This is
and
my
I get it for free. It's cool. It's good.
This is what I got from my therapist. This is how my therapist would treat me. So I'm just kind of passing it along. Listen, I'll tell you right now, Dan, the reason why I talk so much about myself.
Redirecting.
Yeah. The whole reason I talk so much about myself is because I'm fucking interesting.
You are. That's not a lie.
none of the other three of us are on IMDb, and people bring in guests just to be on there. You know what I mean? Like, Toby, you could, I'm just thinking you should make the podcast circuit like Steve-O does for his thing.
God.
And it turned out so bad for him. Oh my God, did he get so burned out? I don't know if you saw it. He got on some of these shows towards the end, and the internet turned on him so badly that he actually like went and got a cabin, just started chopping wood, and just like disconnected for a while because the comments and the internet just flipped on him, and he didn't like it. And I mean, obviously, he has mental battles just like a lot of us, and it really fucked him up. And he put out a podcast being like, "Hey, seriously, this is what happened and why."
Well, and he's got his own, doesn't he? Doesn't Steve-O has his own podcast? They do it in like a tour bus or something.
A van. Yeah, the Steve-O's Wild Ride, and he just brings on guests. They sit on.
Talk about Steve-O from Jackass, right? Okay.
No, that other Steve-O that everybody fucking knows, of course.
I was wondering. They call my brother Steve-O.
Hold on. What other fucking Steve-O do you know?
There's a lot of people that like.
I'm not
say,
talking
oh,
about
yeah,
your
Steve-O.
Childhood.
Yeah.
No, what? We're not talking about Steve from at your fucking job.
I didn't know Logan. I was like, who the fuck's Logan?
Well, that's why we said Logan used to be on the show. This is just a guy that used to be on the show.
You could have just said,
we're not talking about Steve-O, the guy you talked to around the water cooler last week.
The guy that changed my oil last week. Hey, Steve-O, did a hell of a job, bud.
Just confirming, okay?
Want to see my dipstick later?
Dan's like, I swear to God, I'm stopping. I'm not coming on the show anymore. This fucking asshole.
He loves it too much.
No, I like it.
How many other podcasts have you guys been on?
I've been on a couple as a guest, yeah.
Okay.
And the Burn in Eden podcast. Oh, do you want me to name them? I don't know. Burn in Eden, Rotten Morning, and then there's another one. Gods of Tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
And those three.
And Matt, I'm sure you've been on quite a few besides your own.
Yeah.
So here's a question. When you guys are invited to podcasts, now I'm going to tell you, when Matt invited me over to Beard Laws originally, what was this, like 4 years ago? Three and a half years ago?
It's all but there. I'm not good at math, but.
I was a little hesitant because at that time, like my popularity on TikTok was doing fairly well. And I had been invited to multiple podcasts and I'd done a few of them and I immediately stopped. I was like, okay, I'm not doing another one. And it's because they were all the same. They brought me on. They wanted me to talk about my TikToks. They wanted me to talk about,
algorithm.
They just wanted me to talk about me. Right. Like just like, it was almost like it was more of an interview. And I'd rather be somebody like, hey, we'd like to interview you on the podcast instead of, hey, we'd like to have you on the podcast. So I found myself disliking going on to podcasts because I realized there was a lot of people out there that were just trying to take people that were popular to boost their own podcast. And they might show a little bit of interest in you until now you're not on there anymore. And that's the last that you hear from them. So that's why I was a little hesitant coming here because I think I'd already done about five or six by that point. And then I hopped on this one. I didn't get asked a fucking question about my TikTok. I didn't get asked anything about my home life. I didn't get asked about my military career, and that's why I'm still here.
Yeah, we try to do it different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you said, and even when, you know, I had other co-hosts and stuff on here, whether they had followed, I mean, shit, look at Triple T, or you know, at one point there was 6, 8, 10, you know what I mean? Some of them had a big following, some of there, and you know, you have one joke that seemed to almost put the whole entire show out of there. And and then I look back at some of those, I was like, man, that's what that show was. It was pure chaos. It was TikTok videos. It was segments and stuff. And Toby knows it, whatever, very well. And definitely busts on my balls, which rightfully so. It's like, it just at some point the show evolves or whatever. And if it just doesn't become as much fun, then why do it? And we've switched this up a million times and I'm really enjoying this. And like I said, Toby knows, I don't give a shit about the likes, the views, the downloads, whatever the numbers. Like, I love having a good conversation, and this has been fun, a lot more fun, free flowing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's Dan. If you would have been here a long time ago when we had a lot of people on here,
I remember.
At at one point
I saw a few of those shows.
Yeah, at one point in time, I had gotten a hold of Matt, and I was like, "Hey, I'm just letting you know I'm done with the Tuesday show," because I couldn't do it.
Well, I remember just sitting there, there was like maybe five or six different creators on TikTok. A few of them I didn't recognize, but anyway, it was just like everybody was talking over each other and trying to get their word in, and I was like, I can't stay in here and watch this because it's just, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I don't know what the conversation is, and it's not going anywhere, you know? So,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to be an asshole. It's just kind of that was, oh yeah, it's just the way it was.
No offense.
And, you know,
it's hard to really affect.
And we would start having problems with people would get, they'd get really high or they'd get really drunk, and then they wouldn't say anything for a long time. And then all of a sudden they would just jump in the middle of a conversation, like dead center in the middle of a conversation with a complete different subject. And we still haven't, we like just started discussing this completely different topic.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Right. I almost forgot that you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good callback. Sometimes you call back episodes, you know, 5-6 ago. Not 56 minutes ago, but like I said, and at the end of the day, you know, everybody's kind of moved on. They found their own thing, and it was a weird blend of things. And you see a lot of shows like shit, even the Joe Rogan podcast, which obviously we're not comparing ourselves to that, but like just going back to his original show, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think his very first sponsor was like Fleshlight or something like that, you know? And then you look at what it is today and you're like, holy shit, you know, it's about, yeah. I mean, you have this low camera quality, you know, him in a bass. Pat McAfee show, him and his boys in a basement in a room in a house, you know, it's like not saying, was, you know, we're going there,
the basement the basement yard was the same way. It all started in like, I think they were doing it, in Joe Santagato's kitchen.
Yeah.
It's always been the same guys, but they've just kind of improved. They just kind of kept improving the quality. Now, the one thing about the basement yard is that they've pretty much stayed the same format for theirs the whole time.
Yeah. They're
the
fun.
Only difference
they're awesome.
Is now it's just the two of them, and Jesus Christ, Joe and
they're
Frankie,
so fucking, they're good. Have you ever seen, and this is part of a Barstool Sports one that I stumbled upon the other day, like the podcast, don't overly love it, but I love that the concept. It's called Bussin' with the Boys. They're in a bus doing a podcast, but it's a bus that doesn't move. So it's like this old beat up Budweiser bus. Let me see if I can find the image of it. It's like an old beat up Budweiser bus that they bought or whatever. And they do a podcast in this bus. And within a couple of years ago or whatever, they actually took the bus and put it into a studio. I mean, they used to have a porta potty outside because it was like an old, like I said, school bus style. Here, I'll pull up Google Images. And they now they're like in a studio with the bus inside the studio. So they just have all this different.
Nice.
So here's the bus inside a studio. They're like, we have our own bathroom. And it's a really cool thing. Like I said, I'm pretty sure this thing doesn't run or might not have ever ran. But like I said, just a bunch of dudes being dudes. They have like the, you know, these guys in the front that are doing some stuff in the back of the bus. They have like a producer desk and, you know, they bring some people on, gets a little
and
wild.
And I tell you what, if you think about it, like a bus would be like the perfect studio for a podcast.
Dude.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm like, shit, they're so, the guy up the road, he apparently has a hobby of collecting old vehicles and then just lets them sit in a yard and rot away. I'm like, man, if he had a bus up there, just wanted to get rid of it.
Did you grab it? You gut it. You put new floor, new walls, new top on it. You can install recessed lighting up in that, you know, just have, cause it's going to have that archway is going to give you a gap. I mean,
yeah,
be a low ceiling, but. Not
you know, and then just being able to get power. It's fairly close to the house. You could be able to just have it kind of plug in. You know, you'd be able to get some decent heat, you know.
Like an RV.
Like, shit.
Just turn it into like
an
RV.
It doesn't have to go anywhere. You know, we could have, because I debated. I was like, man, that's a good idea. But then I'm like, who the hell's going to come to my studio in this area that's going to be on the show? Like, I'm such small town that.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I wouldn't mind. There's a couple people that could tell some funny stories, but.
What about the Amish?
Do it in a buggy or bring them on?
I mean,
oh, did we just come up with something? I mean, you could have so much, even just Amish talks, you know what I mean? Like just them tell stories. I've been curious about some shit that they have going on. The problem is the whole religion thing. They're not allowed to be on camera or have their picture taken and all this stuff. But
I didn't know. I thought they just couldn't use the tech, like they couldn't own or use the technology.
No, I'm pretty sure that it's like they've always thought that taking a picture or any of that stuff, like something like steals their soul or some shit like that without looking.
I don't think that's Jedediah and Mary down the street. I think you're thinking is some like third world fucking country, like in the rainforest.
See, I have a couple of buddies that have Amish neighbors, and even them going into their house to allegedly maybe have a beer or just say hey, they like go in, shut all the curtains, like even like that's really frowned upon. But one thing I'm going to tell you though that really pisses me off about the Amish, there's a lot, but the one thing that really does is they fucking litter like crazy because they can't go home with their bags of Doritos and their Mountain Dews and all the stuff that they go into a store and buy or their beer, so they just fucking chuck them. So I was bringing the dog for a walk the other day, and where I am, it's like a valley, right? So there's not a lot of people right there, and it seems to be the place, and I'm going to start looking now because I'm super fucking curious. It's almost like a dumping ground because there's all these, it's in the same thing. It is a ton of little shooters of Fireball because you can buy them right at checkout now in our area. So all these little bottles of like a lot of them, Keystone Ice tankers. And I'm like, maybe these guys are there. And there's always this thing that we all think that they have fucking. And I think when they did that alert a while back that a lot of Amish got caught with cell phones when they did that push broadcast because they didn't know it was coming.
Send it to everybody in the United States.
Bunch of Google Play cards and stuff like that. Just chucked out on the side of the road. And I'm like, I think these Amish and tons of Amish growing by, I think they're just taking all the stuff that they can't go home with. And they're just kind of chucking it there. Cause a little bit ago I was driving home and saw the Amish chuck a Dorito bag and all this stuff on the side of the road. And the kid was in the car with me. And did you see that? They're littering. We need to pull over and make them pick it up. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, do I do this right now? This Amish guy's probably pretty big and strong. Probably kick my ass. I don't really want to get beat up by an Amish.
Out of all the people that I think I've probably met in my life, like people like the Amish are the ones that like I don't want to underestimate.
Yeah. Matt, I was going to say, I mean, if you did, it would be really cool story if you won or lost.
I don't know how cool it would be
fight,
to be like.
I got into a fight with an Amish guy. I totally lost or I won. You know, either way, it's going to be a good story.
Bro, you'd never get, no, not in Matt's circle. Trust me, in Matt's circle, if Matt was like, I got my ass handed to me by this Amish guy this past weekend, he'd never live it down. He'd have to move down here to North Carolina to escape it.
And it still wouldn't. And then even if it's like still, you fought an Amish, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you fight an Amish?
And you lost? I'd be like, those fuckers are strong.
Dude, I mean, most of the time you look at their hands, they got hands that are like Tyson at Copper John's. It's like, it'd be four of my hands. And I mean, there's some tough motherfuckers. I mean, they cut their finger off. They don't go to the hospital. They just throw some, whatever they throw on it, and they have to bury their fingers, I guess, is a thing. I've seen some. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a thing that they bury fingers and toes when they cut them off.
Oh,
jeez.
Speaking of going to hospitals and things like that. Dan, I see your eyebrows are coming in better. I did go live after.
I know.
and I was telling people, Dan suffers from eyebrow cancer.
Yeah.
Might even be in a clip about, I don't know. I don't know if I did the cancer thing or definitely the one like, hey, can we talk about something? I dye my eyebrows or something like that. I was like, hey, that fucker's going. Thanks to Riverside, they recommended it and they've been doing pretty good. So I just clipped.
The Dan came in and I was like, oh, there he is right there. But what did I tell you though? There's going to be people that just because I said it, I didn't know that was a thing. I'm like, yeah, absolutely it is. And I would even say it like this. I'm like, oh, absolutely. It's more like, and what you have to do is you have to dad answer it. You know what I mean when I say dad answer, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Especially Dan, because I know Dan dad answers a lot of shit to his kids.
I do.
Which is, you say something so matter-of-factly that it sounds plausible. So essentially, I was just like, yeah, it's a more direct and kind of specified version of skin cancer that only attacks certain cells. And these cells happen to be that area around the ocular cavity and the brow bone. And people are like, oh, shit, I didn't know. And I was like, you guys all need to go over to Dan's latest video. just show him a little bit of love. He's kind of having a rough time with it right now. Hashtag brow cancer. I know people would go over to his last video, but nobody put anything.
I mean, let's be honest. They're part of them are going, okay, it's Toby. Is he fucking with me?
Yeah.
Is this real? I mean, but I feel like we, so if anybody's listening, make sure to go to Lollygag Dan's TikTok and just hashtag, what was it? Eyebrow?
Brow cancer.
Brow cancer. Show me some support.
I noticed the other day when I was tagging, and maybe it's been a thing, I was putting in some tags on the old TikTok, and it doesn't tell you, like before it was always how many views or likes or whatever it was on there, and now it was telling me how many videos it was in. And I was like, oh, shit. That's probably not new, but I was like, interesting. That's an interesting
same
twist
thing
on
if
it.
You use an audio now. It tells you how many videos have used that audio.
Interesting. Shows you how much I'm on there. I get on there. I post all of the different ones from the see ya. Spend no time in there. But what's kind of cool, though, is the other day for the very first time, I was trying to find some kind of recipe and wanted a different twist on it, and just Google wasn't there. So I was like, fuck it. I went on TikTok. It was TikTok or Instagram. I think it was TikTok. Then I went to Instagram because I didn't find one. I was just like fun, random recipes. And there was a lot of cool cooking shit on there.
If you want good recipes, if you're looking for like fun recipes to do, Instagram Reels is the place to go. Instagram Reels is the place to go if you need new recipes.
Because can I
rant a little bit here? So
yeah,
remember like maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15, you would go on the internet to find a recipe on the internet, right? And you would get it just laid out very quick, ingredients, time, whatever. Now, if you go and try to Google something and click on somebody's recipe, it's like a big long article that you got to scroll through to try to find that. You know, it's kind of a Where's Waldo situation. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. To find what you want. It's so goddamn fucking annoying to have to go through all that.
And then you have to go through 7,000 ads, and then the ads are floating ads. Yes. And I see why those fuckers did it. But thankfully, some of those
YouTube
guys are respectable.
YouTube is starting to do that shit where they're talking before they actually get into the cooking. It's almost like a whole cooking show for this one recipe. And so they start talking about the history of this dish and blah 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 blah. You know,
welcome to long form content, Dan.
I'm just saying, it's annoying. I'm just I'm ranting, okay?
Do you have YouTube Premium?
No, I don't.
So you get ads?
I'm not talking about the ads. I'm just talking about the creator themselves. But
okay, well I understand that that's what you're talking about. That doesn't answer my question. Do you get ads when you watch your YouTube?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. That's why they make it longer. It has to be a minimum of 8 minutes in order for them to get their ad revenue.
Can I ask a question? Mm. Do people that have ADHD love anything that has ad in it naturally?
No.
Absolutely not. So does the medicine make them tolerate it? Do more people have ADHD because of ads, and it's this whole thing? Like, is it a conspiracy theory that we can start around the internet?
I think so.
I question whether anybody is like who actually has ADHD and who doesn't. Like, have they actually gone through a diagnostic assessment and that sort of thing? Because it was like the trendy thing a while back ago where, I have ADHD. I'm always distracted. No.
He just said a while back ago.
It's still kind of going on. Now it's like neurodivergent. Like, I'm a neurodivergent. Well, have you gone through the testing? You know, have you gotten the diagnostic assessment?
No, I just go based on how I feel on somebody else's TikTok video when they talk about it.
Yeah. I have that too.
You know, I got too.
I got brow cancer too.
No, but so
as he drinks from his Stanley cup.
The thing is, TikTok trendy.
Yeah. Did you see that flannel shirt on TikTok too? Did you buy it in somebody's TikTok shop?
I beat a white woman to get this one.
Allegedly. The flannel shirt?
This one.
Well, the people only listening now think that you beat a woman for a flannel shirt. Lollygag right. Dan.
She is very butch.
She was very butch.
Hey, you know what? Could make good content. It's ma'am. You know, you either got beat up by a butch woman or you beat up a butch woman. I feel like it's going to be good for your content either way, just like being the Amish. Maybe we'll set up a whole card. Dan takes on a butch woman. I take on an Amish. Toby, what are you going to take on in our triple T? A child.
Yeah. A child.
How about 10 children? 10 children.
I'll fucking kick the shit out of 10 children. I don't.
There we go. I got six.
I mean, just so. let them start pouring in. Let them just start pouring in. I'll just that would be. This is what is that? That audio was going around from the Joe Rogan podcast when they were talking about it. They're like, "Do you think you could beat 12 children?" Yes, 12 kids. I'll beat the shit out of 12 kids. Children? Are you kidding me? I'll whoop their ass. So, yeah. I think a lot of people. I think the movies. If you guys, movies and TV shows, I think have adapted to however people want to call it, neurodivergence, ADHD, ADD. I think they've adapted filming styles based around this type of affliction. Because if you watch a movie, it's almost industry standard now not to have a non-focused, meaning there's nothing really happening like that is special to the storyline. They change scene or angle every 3 to 5 seconds. Uh-huh. And commercials do it even more. Commercials change the scene every 3 seconds or less, mm-hmm. because that's the attention span that will allow somebody to process what they've just seen. And then they move on to the next thing. And then the next thing, and you have the ability to process something every 3 seconds. So if that changes every 3 seconds, then you're processing something new every 3 seconds. But anything more than that, people tend to, when it changes scene, you go, oh shit, wait a minute, what just happened in that one?
Which is weird, because like Quentin Tarantino movies, he'll stay on somebody for a long ass time. And yep. he'll do that from shot to shot to shot. I enjoy his movies because it kind of like he does it in such a way. It's like extremely engaging. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood just shows Brad Pitt driving around. Right. Nothing's being said. Just some music being played. And in the back of my head, this is kind of boring. But at the same time, I'm loving it because just the way he's driving that car, the sound mm-hmm. of the car, the sound of the car was just like, man, the sound of that car is just like sound. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just awesome, you know,
so
just to watch that scene.
Okay. And I know we're pretty much out of time, but since he brought it up, Matt, I have to ask him, how long ago did you watch that movie?
3-4 weeks ago.
And was that the first time you've ever seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you, were you or were you not expecting that ending? I'm not going to give away the ending because I thought, oh, no. This is great. So for anybody that's not aware, I'll at least say this.
Could say spoiler. Could say spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'll say spoiler on this part.
When did the movie come out?
Yeah, it's out.
No. I think it came out like 2018, maybe 2019.
Yeah, a couple years old. Remember? You haven't seen it yet.
But here's the thing. So the main character, which is Leonardo DiCaprio, right? He's one of the main characters. He's like kind of like this washed up actor, did like spaghetti westerns and shit, trying to find himself in an important part. And Brad Pitt is his driver, like drives him around everywhere. But Brad Pitt's also a stuntman.
Yep. Yeah.
And Brad Pitt's the stuntman. So your two main focal characters are Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio pretty much throughout this whole thing.
Tough on the eyes.
Well, as you're watching it, if you know anything about Charles Manson and the Manson family, you start realizing, oh shit, mm-hmm. this guy lives next to what was it? Sharon Tate?
Sharon Tate.
Lives next to Sharon Tate. So you're sitting here going, oh, you got Charles Manson and that family Tex Watson and all those guys. And then Sharon Tate's right next door. And you're like, oh, these guys are going to experience Sharon Tate's fucking murder.
Yeah.
That's and not what fucking happens.
Right. Well, hold on. The whole time you're sitting there watching Sharon Tate too. And you're like, this feels like a ticking time bomb. This is a like Tarantino
we're gonna
movie.
Watch this woman die.
Yeah. While she's pregnant. This is going to be horrible. And right away when I heard that he was doing this movie, I was like, man,
it's Tarantino, dude. This is going to be gruesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be. And so I guess we'll give away what happens at the end because it's fucking, even if I tell you, I don't know if people are like me or not. You can tell me the ending of a movie. You can talk the entire movie through. It's not going to change it because for me, I can't picture, I can kind of picture it, but the visualization and actually experiencing it still is like it's brand new. Even though I know it's coming, it's still like exciting to me to watch. They show up to Leonardo DiCaprio's house by accident. They go to the wrong house, and Brad Pitt has a pit bull. Is a pit bull, right? That he's trained.
Yep.
And so, and this is something you may not know, is the pit bull that you see in the movie is Brad Pitt's pit bull.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, but now when it got to be more aggressive, they did have a stunt double pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
But they go in and they're like threatening Brad Pitt and he's high. Like he took acid or like smoked a shit ton. He did something.
A dipped cigarette in acid.
That's what it was. And he smoked it. And he's high off his ass when these guys come in and they're trying to threaten him. He's like, and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden he just goes, snaps his fingers at this dog straight to the, wasn't his nuts? Tex Watson's nuts.
Right.
Chews the one girl's face up. Leonardo DiCaprio comes out with a flamethrower and fucking lights a woman on fire in a pool.
Yeah.
Like they kill everybody. They kill everybody from the Charles Manson family.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's character doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, he has no idea. Like,
all right, I'm going to grab my flamethrower.
Chaos!
So, So at the end of that movie, I was just like sitting. I'm like, man, that was crazy. It didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. Oh, wait a minute. Once upon a time in Hollywood. It's a story of the, and they lived happily ever after the end, right? And that's what we want. That's the
because DiCaprio gets invited over to Sharon Tate's that night when the cops are there investigating everything. They bring him over either
she's
that
fine.
Night or the next night. Yeah, she's absolutely fine.
And that's what we wanted that to happen. You know, that would have been the best outcome, right?
Yeah,
for that situation. So brilliant. It even the title is right there, and I was just like oblivious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And it all circled back to music and sound triggering something in a movie. Full circle. Yeah, just like this episode. Wow. We did it. We're professionals. Yeah. Maybe the next Joe Rogan Steve-O podcast, even though there's multiple Steve-Os and apparently probably multiple Joe Rogans in this world.
Hey, let your buddy Steve-O know at the water cooler fucking on Monday, Dan, know that we say hey.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
hey, Steve-O from the water cooler.
These guys were talking about you.
Hell yeah. They think there's more than one Steve-O. We know there's only one. I don't know why my voice went there. But either way, can't thank you guys enough. Follow them. They call me Toby too. Lollygag Dan. Appreciate the hell out of you guys. And that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
Nothing.
Nope.
All right. Good luck in your cricks and your documentaries.
Yeah.
Cricks on the ass, you fuckers. Gotta go. Bye.
Fuck you, Dan.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.